Genesis chapter 12. Then the Lord said to Abram, Get going out of your land, and from your native country, and from your father's house, to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. And I will bless you, and make your name great. And you must become a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, but I will curse him who reviles you. But all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. Then Abram set off as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife and Lot his brother's son, and all their property which they had accumulated, and the livestock which they had acquired in Haran. And they set off to go to the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram crossed through the land to the place of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. But the Canaanite was then in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I will give this land to your seed. At this he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Then he moved from there to a mountain to the east of Beth-El, and pitched his tent with Beth-El to the west and Ai to the east, and he built an altar there to the Lord, and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram moved on, and he kept on moving southwards. Then there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to stay there, for the famine in the land was severe. And it came to pass, as he got near entering Egypt, that he said to Sarai his wife, Look, I ask you, I know that you are a beautiful woman in appearance, and it will be the case that when the Egyptians see you, they will say, This is his wife, and they will kill me and keep you alive. Say, would you, that you are my sister, so that it will go well with me on your account, and I myself will live because of you. And it came to pass, when Abram went to Egypt, that the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. And Pharaoh's princes saw her, and they commended her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken to Pharaoh's house. And it went well with Abram on her account. And he had sheep and cattle and donkeys and menservants and maidservants and she-asses and camels. Then the Lord afflicted Pharaoh with great plagues, along with his household, because of the matter of Sarai, Abram's wife. So Pharaoh called Abram and said, What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, She is my sister, so that I took her for her to be my wife? So now, here is your wife. Take her and go. And Pharaoh gave his men instructions concerning him, and he sent him off with his wife and everything that was his.